My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, hour number two. I don't know. It's Friday, okay? I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the weekend. My goodness. Ah, okay. Yes, it is hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, man, we really got into talking about CGR wellness and about your health. If you're looking, you know, if you're like me, well, I'm health challenged in a lot of ways, or at least I should be. But because of the products that I take at CGR Wellness, it has made a huge difference in my recovery. If you're looking for something, an energy, for example, that is all natural, this is the stuff right here. I kid you not. This will blow away anything that you might even be thinking about taking or are taking, and there's no crash. There's no energy crash at the end. You know the one I'm talking about. There's no crash with this. It gently sets you right back where you were. I just took some of this just a few minutes ago. I took a couple of tablespoons right here on air, because I was just feeling just a little peaked. And man, I am feeling so great. So great. Ultra Shot is the product. And it is incredible. You get it at cgrwellness.com. It's free to sign up for an account, free registration. And then I would couple this with this as a base product. This is called Vibe. It's got all your fruits, your vegetables, and your superfoods in it. It's a great foundation. It's liquid, so your body uses all of it. It doesn't go to waste. It doesn't just go down the toilet like the tablets do. It goes directly into your system and is processed. These are all created in a laboratory. They have gone through, both of these products have been clinically tested and are accepted, and the Cleveland Clinic actually has these products in their product line. That's how good they are, okay? Vibe and Ultrashot, I would get both of these. Go to cgrwellness.com. cgrwellness.com. Sign up for a free account and then purchase Vibe and Ultrashot. Use the code ChosenGenRadio. ChosenGenRadio. You'll get a $20 discount on the order. So, your order is going to be probably about, I think it's going to be about $65 normally, roughly about that, $65.70. The $20 discount is going to bring it down under $50. And this will last you an entire month. An entire month. And I promise you, I can just tell you, they can't tell you this, but I can tell you as a user of the product, the difference that it has made in my life. So give it a shot. All right. My brother, I'm so thrilled to have the man, the myth, and the legend. I say that sometimes. I mean, I have guests and I say that about, but this guy right here, man, is his story. If you haven't read Agent Under Fire, his story is absolutely incredible. And, you know, I did a lot of street ministry back in the day, south side of Modesto, different areas, stood in between, literally in between gang wars. Now, don't do this at home. But I did. The Holy Ghost told me to do this and spoke the peace of Christ over the situation and watched the battle end. I know what the real thing looks like. This guy right here, that's called street creds. This man has creds like nobody you will ever hear from. Victor Avila, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. I appreciate that intro. It's funny you mentioned the street creds. I want to say really quick, I was talking about that just a couple of days ago with someone about, I have a son that's going to get ready to go to college.
Okay.
And how kids nowadays do not have that street smarts. You might be a very good book smart kid and right. There's 100 and they're great and they have a 4.0, but they have no idea how the world works and the real world works. And I think it's a real difference there.
Yeah. Common sense, right? Common sense and critical thinking. And what they tell us now is, you know, it's all about emotions, right? And
feelings.
Yes,
yeah.
it's all feelings and what you read in the book. And, you know, and of course the books are filled with nothing but lies and propaganda. And then it's all about how you feel. And so if today you feel like a girl with a beard, then you must be a girl with a beard. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of the bearded ladies. All right. Anyway, we are not politically correct. Not even close. Victor, you spent a lot of time down at the border looking at our border situation. It's interesting. You and I were talking in the break before we got on here about how the folks in DC and New York now are freaking out. They suddenly are dealing with these illegal immigrants, and they're like, wait, where did these guys, where did they come from? What's that about? Where did they come from? Talk to me a little bit about that, and then let's shift to the border, and let's shift to Biden and the wall efforts. And do you have time if I needed you to stay just a couple of extra minutes?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So we got time to get into all this. Let's do this.
So, I have some good, strong opinions on, let's talk about New York and Washington DC. When I heard, I think it was like last week, the first time that I heard that they're complaining, the mayor of New York and the mayor of DC are complaining that they're getting hundreds of illegal aliens in their town and they don't know what to do with them. They don't know where to put them. Their homeless shelters are full. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's going on here? Is this something that that they just on purpose are trying to now they're blaming the governors, by the way. They're avoiding 100% the responsibility and accountability that should lie on Biden's administration, Biden himself, Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, who have decided that they will fly. By the way, they started doing this a year and a half ago, flying illegal aliens into New York and to DC. Now, to be fair here, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has bused illegal aliens to Washington, DC. I have never agreed with that from the beginning because here we are, and this is one of the reasons why. I don't like the aiding and abetting of this situation. I am a border security expert, and I want accountability, and I want our borders to be controlled. And I'm starting to use that word now more and more. Everybody says secure the border, shut the border. How about we control the border? Because it's no control right now. It's lawlessness. And the thing, the last thing that we need is to kind of say, here you go, and shove it in your face and say, I'm going to bus them down to Washington, D.C. And I know a lot of people say, why don't you just take them all to a bunch of Democrat cities and Democrat states? And it sounds good, but ultimately, we're not helping the cause here. Now, initially, when Greg Abbott, took the buses to D.C., the only thing I agreed about is that he actually got their attention. This was never done before, and all of a sudden, they're like, whoa, what's going on? Oh, is there something going on at the border? When we've been knowing all along the crisis and catastrophe that it really is down there. But now, they're using that as an excuse, and they're blaming the Arizona governor and the Texas governor for taking them to New York as well, which is not true. It's Biden that's been flying them in there in the middle of the night to New Jersey and all these other towns, and all of a sudden they're starting to think that, well, what do you mean? These individuals, they're human beings, and guess what? The border states have been receiving tens of thousands. And I saw this, I'll take this from, I saw this online yesterday where they're comparing the populations of these cities. And down in the valley, we have a town that has 30,000 people, and they've received 30,000 aliens. That's 100% of the population. And in Washington, D.C., they've received less than 1% of their population, and they're already complaining. How about, by the way, they refused Abbott's invitation to come down the border to actually see. I'm a big advocate of going down and seeing for yourself. I'll take you. Call me. Hire me. I'll take you, and I'll show you the realities of this border, and I'll guarantee you that you will come back with a different opinion and a different perspective of the craziness that's happening down there. Not just the illegal immigration, but all the national security and public safety issue that it is.
And just to back up what you were talking about, here's an article from Yahoo News. That's actually National Review, dated October 19th, 2021. Biden administration quietly flies illegal immigrants to New York in the middle of the night. And so this has been going on for quite some time. It's interesting that they have waited until the Texas governor is busing them up there. And I have been with you, by the way, and I've said this on the program, you and I've had this conversation, that I feel as though, you know, there's a little bit of politicking going on with regards to this situation. And the reality, in my opinion, is that there may even be aiding and abetting by taking these illegals, because who's meeting them in D.C. and New York but Antifa and BLM, who are then helping to distribute them onto trains to the rest of the country. Setting that aside, though, you covered this, and I'm trying to remember the name of the gentleman who has the news, the Border News Network. That was at CPAC last year in Dallas with us.
I'm trying to think. I'll think of the name here.
Okay. I lost track of him for a little bit here, but he was going and actually filming these folks, because they were literally coming across the border and then being put on planes and flown north. And he started filming this a year ago. He was talking about this at CPAC in July of 2021, that he had been covering that particular issue. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Victor Avila. There's so much more to unpack with regards to this situation coming right up.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Sorry about that, folks. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My apologies. I get into these conversations with my guests and I'm like, oh, wait, no, wait, we got to go back on air. Victor Avila is my guest. Lots, my gosh. So a lot of things we wanted to cover. Anthony Aguero, by the way, is the name of the gentleman that we were talking about. And the name of his news outlet is Border Network News. Border Network News. And he was filming these airplanes that the Biden administration was secretly and quietly And that was one of the things that happened was, is his story then got picked up by mainstream media. They started reporting on the airplanes that were shipping. And so all of a sudden that stopped. Well, right after that stopped is when Greg Abbott came up with, let's do the busing. And that's why Victor and I were like, okay, wait a minute. Okay, you guys were already doing this using airplanes, and now you got caught, and so now you get a governor in Texas to come on board, and our issue with our governor here in Texas is many, but lack of addressing the border issue during his 6 years, and illegal immigration, and funding of illegal immigrants by the state of Texas and the kids in the schools, that is a reality that is happening. And that is not sending a message that says Texas is protecting its citizens, its Hispanic citizens, and sending illegals back.
That's very true. And as a matter of fact, these other states, and it's not just New York and Washington DC, it's every part of the country are starting to feel the effect. I've been saying it for a long time. You will feel the effect with the education systems, with your healthcare systems, and of course the criminal justice system. They have been getting so many bad people, the ones that we know about that have been interdicted at the border, convicted child rapists, convicted murderers, people with outstanding open warrants that are wanted. Right. And thank goodness that that these individuals have been detected, but that means that most of them are coming in. The gotaways, I don't know if I mentioned this, when we talked about the 53 that died in the back of a tractor trailer.
Right.
The horrific death. A lot of people don't know that 11 of those were hardcore criminals. I know it's a horrific death, but it's important to mention that, because why are they avoiding detection? Why are they being smuggled? Because they're bad guys. They're bad guys coming back into our communities to possibly victimize more U.S. citizens. I can't stress this enough. I was with the sheriffs last week in Fort Worth, Texas. They had their annual conference. The number one issue, of course, is the border, but also the lack of help that the sheriffs have. And the number one part of that that they're talking about is a lack of prosecutions. So let me run you through a quick scenario. Even if the Border Patrol will grab somebody and try to prosecute them, the assistant U.S. attorney will decline prosecution, because that's the Biden administration right now. That's what's going on. So then they say, well, we'll throw that case over to the state. In other words, to the sheriff. So the sheriff in Kinney County, Maverick County, Val Verde County, they say, Hudspeth County, here you go, sheriff. Can you prosecute this guy for human smuggling?
Right.
The sheriff's like, I got it. I'll take it. They call their DA, their district attorney, who, by the way, happens to be a Soros-placed district attorney. That district attorney says, no, I'm going to decline prosecution at the state level as well. Here we go. And there's no one to prosecute. The guy gets released.
And here's a picture of children that are being trafficking. Little babies. These are some of the pictures that you previously have sent me, sir. And I'm showing. These are little kids being trafficked. These are guys dressed in military gear.
Yep.
Okay. That are invading our country. Military gear invading our country. This is a picture of the back of a truck. And you can see all of these, and they all look like military age. And this is a picture of one of the trucks they're towing. The back end is open, and what it looks like is it's a gravel truck, right?
Yes. So
you wouldn't think.
Oh, the one with underneath. That's an X-ray image. Yes.
Yeah. You would not think. You'd think, oh, this is just a gravel truck. This just looks like a gravel truck. So nobody's aware of the fact that in the back of that truck are all these guys sunk down in and just crouched down in waiting, you know, and there's a cover over the top, of course, when they're traveling, and they're just waiting to stop and get off, and they're being brought in these trucks into the country.
That's exactly right. Let me share on the story that the sheriff shared with me last week. They caught a 7-year-old child who brought in, 10 different sets of parents.
Wow.
Into the country. In other words, this child was used for that.
1 7-year-old. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. Victor will be sticking around with us. We also want to talk about the Guatemalan payoff stuff that was taking place. Very, very significantly important issue that we want to bring to you. Caught on tape, Guatemalan officials taking bribes for illegal transport of illegal immigrants. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And
welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Victor Avila, Agent Under Fire. Agent Under Fire is the name of the book, and I really encourage you to pick up his book, Agent Under Fire. It tells the story of he and his partner and how they were ambushed by the Las Zetas and left for dead. His partner was murdered. He was left for dead, recovered, obviously, as you can see. But the story of what happened to them, and then the ensuing story of the efforts to find justice in the midst of that situation, and really a lack of support on the part of the government in getting to the bottom of what happened and who needed to be prosecuted and what was going to happen to those that needed to be prosecuted. So, a lot is unpacked in that. We're unpacking an awful lot here as well. And, you were talking a bit. So we've talked about, the transporting of illegals. They're using buses now because the planes got found out. We will get a little more into New York City's response, D.C.'s response. The mayor in D.C. is losing her mind because, oh my gosh, there's illegal immigrants. Hey, there's illegal immigrants in the country. We didn't know there were illegal immigrants in the country. No, we were making that up when we were telling it to you. Bowser, whatever your name is. So we'll get into that. Then we also were talking about the Sheriff's Association and their frustration. Number one issue is the issue of the border here in Texas. Number one issue. And then the secondary issue is the lack of prosecutions by Soros bought DAs. And then we were just in the break getting ready to talk about the, undercover video that was done proving that Guatemalan officials are taking bribes in order not to acknowledge and to let through these illegals that are ending up in Mexico and then ending up coming up.
And I'll give credit to that video. It's Anthony Aguero's partner with Border Generation Report Army News,
Oscar. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners.
He goes
you
are some Anthony, of the most engaged. He goes by Oscar Blue. Oscar is a phenomenal border, conservative border reporter in Mexico. And he travels a lot to Guatemala and southern Mexico, travels with the caravans, walks with them, is giving daily updates on what's happening. But he posted this video just a couple of days ago. I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, that a Guatemalan police official taking cash bribes from the illegal aliens coming from Guatemala in these caravans to be allowed to pass through into Mexico. And to me, it's not a shocker. It's a little bit of a, when you watch this video, it's pretty shocking to see the bribe, literally the cash being exchanged. But, you know, I worked in Mexico. I've worked a lot in Central America, and this doesn't surprise me. But I want people to understand the level of corruption that exists in these countries. And so let's not forget that this is also happening in the background. We have Mexican government officials from every level, local, state, federal, immigration officials, the Mexican National Guard, all the way down from the border states and the northern part of their country all the way south, getting paid off. And who are these individuals? Well, a lot of them are cartel members. The same policemen work for the cartel. So a lot of times people think, well, I dealt with the police. You're actually dealing with the cartel because that police officer is a cartel member. And this video just kind of proves that. And so if you go and follow Oscar the Blue, you'll see these videos that it is just
What is his name, Oscar?
Oscar E-L Blue. B-L-U-E, El Blue in Spanish. L-E-L and then Blue. Oscar Blue is very, very good. He reports he's Anthony's partner on the Mexican side on Border Network News. And you'll see a lot of the stuff that he reports down there. I know him. I speak to him regularly about what's going on. And you'll be able to see all these videos. And as a matter of fact, you probably could catch the video that we're talking about right now. And so I want people, this is not just a Texas border issue. This is above and beyond that. Right. This is an issue that you have to look at the big picture from above, which is a national security issue, a public safety issue.
This is just a quick blurb of this, but let me just show you a little bit of some of the work that he's done. These are videos of there's just a huge crowd of individuals and they're mostly all men, and you can just see the size of this crowd. I mean, this is just wall-to-wall people, folks, yelling and hollering and screaming. You've got a barricade of police officers.
They can get very aggressive down there.
Just absolutely, amazing. How many people?
Well, my question is, where's the accountability on Mexico's side? What is going on over there? Why isn't anyone from the U.S. putting the real pressure and having the real conversation with the Mexican president? I know he was just at the White House a couple of weeks ago, but nothing came of it. As a matter of fact, Mexico tried to look really good by getting Caro Quintero, they finally got him in custody. He was a fugitive. This is the individual responsible for the death of DEA agent Enrique Camarena back in 1985. So they kind of washed their hands. Well, we got this fugitive and that's it. That's not the way it works. We have these huge cartels in Mexico that are killing our youth with the fentanyl.
Right.
I was just in Virginia this week, speaking to the in Norfolk, Virginia, mostly detectives. Guess what the number one issue there is? Methamphetamine and fentanyl. They're overwhelmed. And where is it coming from? Mexico, with the help of who? China.
Yeah.
And this is what we need to see in the protection of our sovereignty. I can't stress it enough. Our elected officials are either blinded by it or are complicit. One or the other.
Sorry about that. It automatically played, but it's just, if you go to, it's Oscar Blue Ramirez, right?
There you go. Oscar Blue Ramirez. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a ton of different videos that are up with regards to these issues, where the truckers were being blocked as well. And just, a huge number of videos that show what's happening down there at the border.
That's right. And so there's these multitude of issues that continue to occur. The prosecutions is such a big issue because we have a problem with trying to keep people in jail in this country to begin with. The left doesn't want to prosecute anybody. They see the criminal as the victim. And the actual victim doesn't, they don't want to notify the victim. They don't want them to be a victim. Look at what's happening in New York and Los Angeles with, provoked crimes against innocent people. And yet, and then they catch them. Here we go. The police catches them. We got the guy. Remember, there's a second criminal justice system that I, as a law enforcement officer, I knew that when I slapped cuffs on someone, it was just the beginning of the second part of our criminal justice system. It was just the beginning of the courts and the attorneys and all that. And I also needed that backup from them. I worked hand in hand with the prosecutors, the U.S. Attorney's Office and such. And so if you don't have that, then what good does it do? The police officers and sheriffs out in our country are saying, well, what the heck am I doing here? If I'm going out and arresting people and trying to do better for my community, and all you're going to do is either one, just release them, and second, not even prosecute them or just give them a slap on the wrist for them to come back and then commit a more serious crime. This makes no sense, but it's the agenda of the left that is, they've been working on it for a long time and they're actually getting it done.
Yeah, he's got some amazing, Anthony Aguero has some amazing video up here, with regards to some of the means by which they're doing this. Just as an example, this is a
work, and all they're doing is aiding and abetting the cartels.
Dude, you're lucky you cut that.
This is a 22 second clip, and here we'll give it a listen.
Okay.
They think that they're doing good work, and all they're doing is aiding and abetting the cartels.
Dude, you're lucky you cut that because the wind's blowing.
It's unbelievable. The same spot drugs were just coming through.
Yep.
The drug smugglers probably drank that water that she's...
So what's happening here, they're talking about is there's areas where these humanitarian efforts are quote-unquote... assisting.
They think that they're doing good work and all they're doing is aiding and abetting.
Is it by dropping water off, and the places, the water stations where they are dropping the water off are simply being used by the drug traffickers as stopping points for them, and they meet up at these watering holes and exchange drugs. They give the drugs to the mules.
Yep.
And now the mules have water. The coyotes that came across get water, and everybody gets taken care of. And fentanyl, which is killing millions of Americans, goes into the country. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Victor Avila. And we're talking about Agent Under Fire, by the way, is the name of the book. I want to encourage you to pick that up. And just a quick drop in, I want to encourage you also, pick up our energy products. Ultrashot Natural Energy. Ultrashot Natural Energy. This stuff really works. It's fantastic. Won't do the crash. Natural Energy. And to go along with that is the Vita product. And that's Vibe. It has your fruits, your veggies, and your superfoods in it. Energizing daily liquid meal. And it's just really incredible stuff. I take this stuff myself personally. It's phenomenal. You can get it at cgrwellness.com. cgrwellness.com. Use Chosen Gen and you'll get a $20 discount on orders of $50 or more. It's free to sign up for an account. And I really encourage you to use it because the stuff really works great. All right, Victor, we got some really great stuff we want to get into. Well, I say great stuff. It's not really great stuff, but it's important stuff because no one is covering these issues. And when we talk about the border situation, everybody says, oh, well, yeah, you know, you guys are you're haters and you're hating on illegals and so on. Folks, when you hear what Victor's about to tell you, you will understand this is a humanitarian issue. The humanitarian thing to do is to stop open borders. That's the humanitarian thing to do. Victor, go ahead.
That's the word. And I know we're going to talk about, you know, Biden wanting to all of a sudden start building the border wall in Arizona. Because of the humanitarian cause, because it is a humanitarian issue to secure the border. What is happening right now is non-humanitarian. We talked about the 53 that died in the back of a tractor trailer, and almost on a daily basis we have rollovers of people smuggling and transporting illegal aliens. They do not want to stop for police. There's a chase ensues, and then they roll over and people die. Well, guess what? The one of the biggest things, kind of a little bit of a shocker that I learned with the sheriffs last week, is the amount of dead bodies that they are encountering in their counties, from Hudspeth County all the way down to the Rio Grande Valley. And not just on the border counties, but counties that are 50,
center
60
of the state.
Miles
yeah.
inland.
Yeah.
And we're talking, and they showed the pictures to prove it. And I'll tell you, because I think people need to know, a body that's been cooked by the sun, it's something that you want to see. But suicide, in other words, illegals that are hanging themselves because they are hung at trees because they are already without food and water,
right.
They're lost, and they just take their own lives to stop the suffering. This is a reality that this open border policy is causing. Bodies, and I'm talking about, well, one body, no, 7 bodies a day, drownings, they're averaging 1 drowning a day, they're up to multiple drownings per day, and they shared, if you guys remember Bishop Evans, our National Guardsman that drowned several months ago trying to rescue 2 drug traffickers, he rescued them, but he ended up drowning near yeah. Eagle Pass, Texas.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, no more. You cannot jump in the water to save these illegals coming in. Well, just last, a week and a half ago, it was a group of a family and 2 men coming in. This is right at Eagle Pass, Texas, right under the bridge. And it's literally 10, 15 yards from the bank of the river. It's not far into the river. And one of the gentlemen that was coming in was drowning. A National Guardman dove into the water to save him,
right.
One of them. When he went to go save him, he then started drowning. DPS troopers, police officers, then had to rescue the National Guardsmen. And they rescued the National Guardsmen, and they rescued one of the illegals, but the other one drowned right in front of them, and it's all caught on video. This is very traumatic, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
And of course, they're like, the first thing I said, what is it? Why is he jumping in the water? I thought they were prohibited from rescuing. Well, these are first responders. These are people that have been trained to do
right.
exactly that.
Right.
It's like telling a doctor not to save a life when they're in front of them. You can tell a doctor, well, no, you don't have to treat him. No, they have taken an oath. This is what they do. And so that's why our first responders have done that. But you're not going to see that in the news anywhere. You're not going to see that, but we almost lost another National Guardsman to a drowning. This river is very, very dangerous.
Right.
And this is happening on a daily basis. Lives lost. People died, people going over and dying.
And it should be mentioned that it is also in part because that there was this false narrative that went around and belief that, well, rivers are a natural boundary, and so we don't need to put any walls, we don't need to build any structures near rivers, because the river is going to be a deterrent in and of itself. And obviously, that is not a reality.
It is absolutely not a deterrent. They know. I'm talking about the illegals. They know that people drown there,
yeah.
And it still doesn't matter to them. They are willing to risk it because they see many, many people walk across and get through, and they're like, it's not going to happen to me. And then it does happen. And so I don't know what the Biden administration is thinking, but now I know they're confused. They're confused because their narrative, I say it's deliberate. yeah. and incompetence, right?
I was laughing about they're confused, and I'm thinking about, well, we've got senile Joe, so, you know, it doesn't really, right? It doesn't surprise me that we have some confusion going on with regards to, yeah, these issues. Victor, where can people go? Where's the best place to go to continue to follow your coverage of what's going on down there?
Follow me on social media, on Facebook at Victor Avila TX, on Instagram at Victor Avila Jr. JR. I'm on Getter. And also, if you go to my website, if you need me to come speak to one of your groups, I just spoke to a wonderful group in Virginia at VictorAvilaSpeaks.com. And if you want to grab a copy of the book, it's AgentUnderFireBook.com.
All right. VictorAvilaSpeaks.com. VictorAvilaSpeaks.com. And there we go. I've got it right here. VictorAvilaSpeaks.com. All right. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Get signed up at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We've got lots of great information that goes out each and every day. I'll be back with more coming up right after this. Chaps will be joining us, and a lot more coming at you.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 928. 2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.